a part of the show. Call and join in on the conversation. 781-837-4900. Now, back to Monday Night Talk.
And we are back, and we once again want to thank County Treasurer Tom O'Brien and Craig Pina for doing a great job. Be sure to, if you missed any of the segments that we did, the two segments that we did with Craig and Tom, those will be up sometime this week. Just go to our go to the website, 959WATD.com. Scroll down, left-hand side, look for the Monday Night Talk banner. Click on it. It'll take you to all of our podcasts. I think we're up over 400 podcasts on that site at this particular time.
So we love podcasts, Kevin.
If you have missed anything in the past 3 years that Joe and I have done, it's up there. So,
3 years.
3 years. Joining us right now, she is a prolific author of children's books. We have none other than Sarah Albee. Sarah, are you there?
I am. Hello.
How are you?
I'm great. I was enjoying the political talk. I'm hoping you're not going to ask me any political questions, though.
Well, how did you vote? Just kidding. No, you're somebody who has quite the resume. Done some work for the Children's Television Network, have you?
I did. I worked at Sesame Street for 9 years.
Oh my God!
I first started out.
Who's your favorite? Who's your favorite when you're kind of sitting there and getting a chance to see everything behind the scenes?
Well, it's a toss-up between Bert and Grover. I love them both. They both they are both played by the same puppeteer, Frank Oz, who went on to become very famous as a movie director. But I think they were my two favorites.
Okay, it's good. Definitely good to know. Did you have a favorite, Stu?
Big Bird. Always a Big Bird fan.
Joe?
Elmo.
Yeah, I love Elmo too. I'm in the I love Elmo camp.
Elmo was way before me. So we have you on because you actually have some books in the works. Actually have one that's out now, Bugged, How Insects Changed History. Very interesting title.
Thank you.
What gets you into exploring bugs?
Well, you know, that book came out last April, mm-hmm. And it was preceded by a book about the history of toilets and sanitation.
Poop Happened.
It's called Poop Happened, A History of the World from the Bottom Up.
That's awesome.
And as I was writing that book, there's a chapter in there about insect vector diseases. Mm. They're so-called filth diseases that are transmitted by insects, such as plague and typhus and cholera. And I was thinking, you know, I could write a whole book about this. And I love insects. So that's how Bugged came into being. And I like to think of my books as kind of a mashup between history and science, that, you know, kids really who are interested in science will learn some history and vice versa.
Now, you a couple of things from what Stu has been great in kind of giving us some insight into this particular book. And one of the particular factoids that he had given me is something to do with the Roman Empire. How did insects have something to do with the fall of the Roman Empire?
Well, insects transmit... specifically, mosquitoes transmit malaria, and malaria was, scholars think, much more virulent. I mean, it's still a very terrible disease and kills a lot of people, but there is a theory that it was extremely virulent back in the Roman Empire days, and a lot of people died of epidemics, and you're never sure what these epidemics were, what the disease was that caused people to die, because it's, you know, it's very difficult to know based on what people didn't know back in the day. But malaria was a powerful killer, as probably was typhus and possibly plague, and those are all transmitted by insects. So disease definitely helped to bring down the Roman Empire, along with a lot of barbarians and so-called barbarians.
So if only they had a can of off, maybe they would have won the war and been still around.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what it's hard for kids to understand is, right. You know, well, just wear long pants, like they say, and just spray yourself with bug spray. But, of course, that didn't exist back before the 20th right. century.
What's some of the other factoids? What's some of the other things that you share in this book?
Well, you know, insects really, I like to say they brought down empires and they created others. There's an insect, a kind of scale insect that doesn't have arms and legs, but it's called the cochineal insect, and it lives on this certain kind of cactus. And when the conquistadors came to the New World in the early 1500s, they were blown away by Montezuma and all his you know, court favorites who were wearing these brilliant red costumes. And Europeans had been trying, dyers in Europe had been trying for centuries to get a brilliant red dye, and no one ever could. And then they saw the Aztecs wearing these beautiful shades of red, and it turned out it was made by smushing these bugs and powdering them and dyeing fabric with it. And so the Spaniards kind of stole this secret of red dye from the Aztecs, and they built an empire. No one could figure out how they did it, but selling this red dye, and that's what cardinals' robes were made of, and you know, the red coat British soldiers for centuries. That was the sole source of brilliant red dye. That's kind of a upbeat one. There's a lot of doom and gloom in the book, though.
So, Sarah, as your previous book went from poop through mosquitoes into bugged, did the cochineal insects go from bugged into your next book?
Very nice transition. I like that sentence.
Yes, very nice.
They did. Because I have a book coming out in February, which is not as much science. It's much more social history, but it's called Why'd They Wear That? And it's with National Geographic, and it's coming out in February, as I said. And it's the history of crazy fashions and things people wore and trying to explain to kids why people wore what they did. And yes, the red dye is definitely in that book. But there's all kinds of things like rough collars, those big accordion collars, and bound feet in China, and arsenic wafers that women in the 19th century took for a pale complexion. I mean, just crazy stuff. But of course, you know, we do crazy stuff nowadays. So that's kind of the premise of that book.
Hi, this is Joe Rossi. I was going to say is that I think Kevin read the book because tonight he's got something that's probably out of that book on.
Oh.
You really think so, Joe?
Kevin, stop silk? Stealing styles from
no.
the...
if you have a silk tie on, I don't know if you wear ties to do radio, but silk is certainly made from insects. It's from, of course, the silkworm.
Well, seeing that nobody could see me, yes, that's what I do have on.
yes, of course,
And a silk robe, too.
Now, I have to ask you, you actually have somebody who did the foreword in this, somebody very well-known who helped you do the foreword in Why'd They Wear That, right?
Yeah, Tim Gunn, of all people, yeah, he wrote the foreword to the book, and in fact... Clinton Kelly of Why'd They Wear That is blurbing the cover, although I don't know if that's going to be in the first version of it because it came in a little bit late. But yeah, no, all the fashionistas are excited about this book. So that's great for me because I'm used to writing in obscurity for kids who like gross stuff. And so it'll be fun to kind of, I wonder if I have to like buy a wardrobe. Like, do I have to wear Prada from now on if I'm supposed to be a fashion...
Well, as long as you have a Coach bag, dear.
Oh, thank you. Okay. I'll take that under advisement.
But what was the fun of writing this, and how does it differ so much from Bugged?
Well, you know, they all kind of intertwine, all these books that I keep. I keep saying I write the same darn book over and over again, which is the history of the world from ancient times to the present. I just choose a different theme. So the first was sanitation, and then bugs, and then fashion, and then the one I'm researching right now, I'm saying it for the first time publicly, is poison. I'm working on a book about poison, which should be out in two more years. But they all, you know, as I'm researching sanitation, I learned a lot about insect vector diseases, and then as I'm learning about insects, I learned about the cochineal and the silkworms, and then as I'm doing fashion, it's a lot of social history and fashion, you know, the arsenic wafers and green fabric, which was dyed with arsenic and killed a whole lot of people in the 19th century. The Victorians loved the color green. So they all do kind of intertwine. I just started reading a lot about poison, and wow, I could really write a whole book about poison. So that's how they all sort of just spawn from the next book. Or the last book, rather.
Would it be safe to say you're a history buff?
That would be safe to say. I very shrewdly married a history teacher. My husband teaches history, so that's handy. He's very handy to have around. And I really was kind of a, I don't know what you would call it in college. I was an English major, but I have always loved history. I've always loved science. And so that's why I love my job, is I can get really excited about a topic and research it, and hopefully kids will think it's exciting, too. They seem to be pretty psyched about the book so far. Bugged has been doing very, very well. sold out after just a few weeks, and it's finally back on press.
Goodness. So. Now, if somebody wants to get either any of your books, at least up to Bug, because I know, as you've just said, this is...
Well, you can order them. I mean, I like to support independent booksellers as much as possible. Any independent bookseller, if they don't have it in stock, will get it for you immediately. You can certainly get it at all the big online retailers. They're all available. Even Why'd They Wear That, which doesn't come out till February, you can still... I mean, I don't mean to sound like a commercial, but you can pre-order. So... I'm pretty excited about that one. It's going to be, you know, National Geographic does beautiful books, and it's going to be in full color and hardcover. It's kind of nice to have a fancy book.
Now, I understand you're a blogger, so if somebody wanted to follow your blog, how can they do that?
Sure, yeah. I do a history blog. It's primarily just kind of offbeat, crazy history, little short blurbs, and it's at my website. It's sarahaldibooks.com. I'm also a member of this website called Interesting Nonfiction for Kids, Inc. And we do, a bunch of us nonfiction kid writers take turns writing a nonfiction minute. And teachers love this. They come and they're just brief kind of kooky history episodes, and you can online. And you can get one if you're a teacher or a homeschooling parent. You can just sort of go check those out. It's fun. There's a lot of science writers and history writers like me, but we all have fun doing that too.
My last question to you has Rosie steered you wrong so far in any of the ideas that you've come up with for some of your books?
Are we talking about Rosie, my dog?
Your poodle, yes.
How do you know I have a poodle? I could talk another 15 minutes about what a great dog I have.
I know you could. You should do a book on Rosie.
I should. You know, I do a lot of Skype visits with classes all over the country, which I love to do, and she is always the hit of my Skype sessions. I just go pick her up and hold her up for the kids to see, and that's their favorite part of Skype. So she's very much catapulted my career into stardom.
Well, we'll have to, next time we have you on, let's have you on maybe next year when you're ready to launch why they Wear That.
Okay.
We could have you on, and we'll have a little bit more Rosie discussion as well.
I would love nothing more.
Awesome. Well, Sarah, we want to thank you so much for joining us. And once again, your website, if folks want to know more?
My last name is Aldi, A-L-B like boy, E-E. So it's sarahaldibooks.com. I'm pretty easy to find online. Just type in my name.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us, and we'll definitely look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thanks so much. I had fun.
You got it. We did as well.
All right.
We're going to step aside, and when we come back, more Monday Night Talk. Don't go anywhere.
This is Monday Night Talk with your host, Kevin Tachi, on 95.9 WATD.